All right, last but not least, we have number 10. But before I get into number 10, I want to do a little honorable mention. First guy on honorable mention, Joe Staley out of Central Michigan, 6'6", 305, 4'7", 840. Former tight end, really aggressive, really good in pass blocking. He's going to be a first-round draft pick. Great future ahead of him. I could see him landing with Baltimore in the draft. Next guy, Robert Meacham, might land with the Cowboys or the Chiefs. 6'2", 217, 4'3", 940 out of Tennessee. Kind of a one-hit wonder. Didn't really come on until this season at Tennessee. We also look at running back Antonio Pittman out of Ohio State. Pretty productive during his college. Kind of really big and fast, 4.45, 40. Then we get to Chris Henry, 6 feet, 235, out of Arizona, 4.33, 4.440. Very, very all-around guy. He could be this year's Terrell Davis, but he could also be a bust. Not a lot of experience. Kind of just came out of the combine as this just workout warrior. So watch out for him. He just didn't make the top 10. Not enough experience, not enough knowledge on him. He's kind of risky. But we move on to number 10, and it is Ted Ginn out of Ohio State, 5'11", 178, 4'3", and below 40. I know he ran a 4'3 at his pro day, but that 4.38 isn't his true speed. He's still healing from the foot injury suffered in the national championship game when Roy Hall and the rest of his teammates piled on him after returning the opening kickoff for a touchdown. And that's where I have him at number 10. He's a very, very explosive guy, world-class speed. Doesn't have terrific hands or anything. Still working on the routes. But you run a go route, you run a stop with him, he can take it the distance. Punt returns, kickoff returns, he's going to do Devin Hester-like if he's given the opportunity. Just physical-wise, he's not a great blocker, he's going to get pressed a lot, he's not strong. He needs to live in the weight room in the NFL, he needs to take control of his conditioning. I compare him a lot to Donald Driver out of Green Bay, and you're like, whoa, Donald Driver. Donald Driver's really fast. He actually timed himself in the high 4.3s in his fifth year in the NFL once he bulked up to 190 and was 170s when he came out of Alcorn State when Green Bay drafted him in the later rounds. And you're like, whoa, you're comparing him to this small college guy. No, I'm comparing him to a guy who is undersized coming out of college. And I think Ginn can bulk up, get a little bit physically more impressive, and work on his routes, get under the wing of a good NFL wide receiver that can teach him the ins and outs of running effective, solid, crisp routes in the NFL and be a great receiver, but he's going to make his impact as a return guy, as a special teams guy. Very explosive, world-class speed, and that's why I have Ted Ginn, number 10, for the top 10 offensive prospects.